Everybody's going to own this. And great things happen when people own things. When we line up and play, I'm not worried about 2 years from now. We're not trying to win down the road. He's heating up. We want to try to win as fast as we can.
Some people do the easy way out. I want to challenge myself. I want to be a part of this organization, and I want to see the moment.
I want the city to know that they have a guy that's passionate about this team, that's passionate about this city.
I can only imagine, you know, we're coming from where we was last year to one of the most winningest teams going to next season. I want to be a part of that.
Everybody going to think Jacksonville is going to be yada, yada, yada. It's an easy win. He's heating up. No, when you go up against Jacksonville, you better think twice before you watch your mouth when you come to us.
He's on fire.
Round one, fight.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, a wise man once said,
it's always been us versus them.
And boy, was he right.
Danger, danger.
The national media never liked us from the beginning. Never gave a damn about us.
They be having pressure for Duval.
Big pressure.
But guess what?
What's up?
Who want to eat a W?
Because we don't care about nothing the national media talking about.
Nope.
Keep that energy
way over yonder.
We got some other things in mind.
Bigger fish to fry.
We want to be a contender and be a sustainable winner.
He's heating up.
We're going to own this thing. When I say we, I mean everybody. That's our stadium. I'm done hearing about other fans coming in our stadium. That's got to stop. This is our city, and this is our team. Own it.
And you know what?
What's good?
That is our stadium.
It is.
This is our team.
Jolene.
And sorry, Mom, but this is damn sure our city.
Come on, somebody.
Ooh, ooh.
And needless to say, the people of Duval County, oh, they're going to rep their city.
Duval! Duval! Let's go, Jacksonville. Come on, somebody.
Homeboy, I can get used to seeing a whole lot of this.
Finish him.
Lawrence drops. Fires the left corner of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown.
LaVisca, Shinnati by nature.
For the score, and the Jags have extended the lead.
And I'm talking to both of y'all. You see, what's understood doesn't need to be said. But who understands more than those who actually walk that walk?
Anybody can do it when there's no pressure. The great ones can do it when they're about to get hit in the mouth.
Put that man in the Hall of Fame.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Him too. But don't mind me. I'm just trying to get the blood flowing. Maybe a little toe tapping, a head bopping, or even a boot scoop boogie. Just in time for game day. And one last thing.
Talk your talk.
Come game day, I can't think of a county bigger and better than Duval. Because we're made up of so much. Clay County, Baker County, St. John's, Putnam, Flagler, Nassau, Camden County, and some. We all screaming Duval at kickoff. So let's enjoy this ride together. And you already know. Come on, somebody.
Perfect. Supreme victory.
Aiden, you got anything to add to that?
Come on, somebody. Duval.
This was nothing but an E-thing, baby.
1010XL 92.5 FM presents Jaguars Today with your hosts Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, and Tom McManus.
All right, welcome in, everybody. If you're not ready, you're not going to be ready for the Jaguars' new era to dawn right here. E.T., just let me – did I recognize – was that a Pastor Troy beat right there?
Oh, I am so impressed, Mike Dempsey.
Yeah, wow. I'm on the text line right now because the text line goes, E.T., Tony and Mike don't have a clue. You open up that show playing that Pastor Troy.
Speak for yourself.
I stole it right off the text line.
I knew that was Pastor Troy.
Did you?
I did.
I did not. But I do now.
It was good, man.
Was
that was awesome.
Wow. E to the T
Light
production.
The match.
How about that? Mm-hmm. Nothing but an E thing.
This is nothing but an E thing, baby. Tommy Matt made a guest appearance on that thing.
I
appreciate
love
you,
it. Did. Yeah, it was good.
A lot of guest appearances in there, man.
Appearances.
That was well done, E. We are ready to go. I'm fired up. Tommy Matt, how are you?
I'm
everything
great,
good?
Man. Friday before the first game.
You and I dressed like twins
I know.
Today. We all get free shirts around here, and the odds that you and I would wear the exact same free shirt that we've
Jay
gotten.
Fudd shirt, yes. Too. You know, it's the exact one. Yeah.
But we look sharp in them. You
that's
wear it
right.
better, but
hey,
that's okay.
I love the Jay Fudd swag. Proud to wear it.
Now, I'm not going to do one of those side-by-side who wore it better, Tony. I'm going to lose that one in a big way, but that's just fine.
That's not true.
Should we address, before we get to the joy of the Trevor Lawrence era dawning?
Oh.
Because
okay?
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, Urban Meyer, I get it. He's part of it. Trent Baalke is part of it. All these other guys. Trevor Lawrence, if things go the way they need to go for this organization, will outlast all of them, right? I mean, they will. I can't see Urban Meyer coaching here for 15 years. Hey, if he does, that means they're having tremendous success.
Right.
Fantastic. I can see Trevor Lawrence playing here for a long, long
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely. Let's hope so.
So before we get to that, what about the kibosh that
holy
E.T.
cow.
Threw down yesterday in the Breakfast Bowl?
Bro.
What in the world, Emmanuel Thalerand? How? I mean, we kid that ET picks guys that either are already hurt or get hurt immediately afterwards. And his first selection of the season was Gus Edwards yesterday.
Man.
And he goes down and practice that very afternoon. I was like, is this a parody? What am I watching? I'm watching NFL Live yesterday. Yeah. How could this really be happening?
It was unbelievable. And then, I was pulling up different tweets. I was like, is that a blue check mark? That's a blue check mark.
Right, this is real, right? Like I saw Schefter say it on TV, so I knew it was not a darn Schefter or one of those parody accounts out there.
Is that what the check mark means?
The check mark means you're verified
by
Twitter.
Like, I know if there's the check mark, that's Adam Schefter.
It's really Adam Schefter then. Okay.
Like, it's not somebody that's pretending to be Adam Schefter. Right. That's Adam Schefter. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw somebody the other day, and I don't know what the – I've never attempted to be verified or whatever, but I saw someone who was – I was like, wow, that person's pretty famous. And they're like, yeah, Twitter rejected me and told me you're not noteworthy enough to be verified. And I look at some of the people who are verified with like 3,000 followers, and I'm like, who is that person? I have no idea who that person is. Why do I need to know if that's the legitimate person? But yes, just – stunning.
Crazy.
I mean, what the Ravens have faced in the last few days.
And then Marcus Peters, he's a
stud corner,
Tony. Man. He's a great corner.
Look, they lost arguably their top three guys on the running back depth chart. Now, Tyson Williams was moving up, but, I mean, they lost Dobbins and Gus Edwards were clearly the top two, and then Justice Hill, who was in play to maybe be the third, and then Marcus Peters, and apparently they said back-to-back plays in practice. Gus Edwards goes down, Marcus Peters goes down.
Like, non-padded.
Non-padded.
It happens.
It's life in the NFL, man. It stinks. Yep. Knock on wood. Hope the Jags can stay healthy because I want to see how good this team could be, Tony.
Absolutely,
You know?
Can I change my Baltimore pick to win the North since they haven't played a game yet?
Me too. Cleveland rocks, baby. Woo! I tell you. And the game last night, kudos to Dallas, man, coming out. Because the visiting team gets dominated in this Thursday night opener, right? With the Super Bowl champs, they get the rings, they get all this stuff and the hype.
Ed Sheeran.
And if Greg Zuerlein could kick, probably win the game.
At least you're forcing Tampa to score a touchdown.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I was just in the hallway. Chris Godwin shoved me to the ground.
Yeah.
And E.T. walked by like a referee. He acted like he didn't even see me. Like, I wasn't lying on the ground. Like, I didn't get shoved to the ground last night. Yeah. Like, come on, man. I mean, look, I don't care who wins the game. I didn't bet on the game.
Nope.
You know, it doesn't matter to me. I picked Tampa to win their division. Obviously, Tampa, I've been talking about they may go undefeated this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Godwin just shoves a defender to the ground. Catches the pass that sets him up in field goal range to win the game. If they call that PI, it's like 2nd and 20 on the Dallas side of the field.
Yep.
No timeouts left and under 40 seconds left in the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe they win it anyway, but I felt like if I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan today, I'm absolutely beside myself with those.
Yeah, you know, the offense is always in favor when it comes to those things. They just are, if you think about it.
The NFL,
they want the offense, you know.
Well,
I don't know if they want
Tom Brady at home throwing that pass is not going to get that called on his receiver. I mean, I think there was a lot of that Tom Brady effect there. I think a lot more likely it would have gone against Dallas had their roles been reversed on the road, all that. But, hey, that's their issue to deal with.
Dak
looked fantastic last night.
Yeah, great open.
56 pass attempts. Yeah. What shoulder injury, man?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, he was great.
He was slicing
it up. Brady was great. I mean, Brady's two picks. One off Fournette's hands, And the other one was a Hail Mary at the end of the half, and they almost took that thing back.
It's close.
I thought they might for a second there, man. Big Ugly had to make the tackle on the wrong side of the field. So, E.T., great job on the open, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, is this your finest, in your opinion, your finest work? I thought the training camp open was still just sizzling.
This is more intense, but yeah, this I put a lot of work in.
I know, we could tell.
All the research and all the sound and – I love
the video game highlights in there. little classic video game sounds.
Yeah, I just wanted to do something different. The conversation we had, you're like, I don't know if you could, maybe do something for the first game of the season, but I was like, all right, cool. Let me get in the lab.
You had to give it a shot. Yeah. Like, I would not expect you're gonna go to this detail every single week. That's a big process. You're welcome to.
I like it. I enjoy doing it.
It was a lot of fun and well done by you. So we're fired up, man.
Yeah.
You know? Let's talk about the Jags beating the Houston Texans today. I feel good about it.
I do too.
I'll tell you right now, I'm picking them to win. I'm somewhere in that 27-13 range, maybe 27-20. Mm-hmm. But I see, and I'll tell you right now, I think James Robinson will get one. I think Visco will get one. I think Marvin Jones will get one. And I think Lambeau hits a couple of field goals, and Trevor Lawrence maybe throws a couple touchdowns, maybe a pick, and gets off to a nice start. 275-ish passing yards, James Robinson, 80 on the ground and a touchdown. And I don't know. That's what I'm seeing, man. I think they're going to go in and take care of business. And I think they have a huge advantage at the quarterback position. And I think if you don't let Tyrod, I got to get used to saying it the old way.
No, we got to get back.
He went back to the old way. The Tyrod Taylor. Tom, if you don't let him beat you on those third and nines where he is like, escapes the pocket. I still have nightmares of Marcus Mariota doing that over the years. I think it's going to be tough for Houston to beat them.
Yeah, I mean, look, Tyrod doesn't strike any kind of fear in you other than he's very athletic and he's pretty accurate with the football. I mean, he's a good. I hate using manager because it's such a negative denotation, but it's not. It's just that
he
doesn't really turn the ball over. He's not going to wow you with anything crazy downfield. But look, I'm glad that you're so, I'm not as confident. I think they're going to win, but man, I just want to see this O-line and D-line, preseason was good. That last game was good, but it's still, it's not against the one. So I just want to see it, see to believe for me, at least going in. Ingram's a decent back. You let him get going. You know what I mean? It looks like we've stopped the run, but we haven't stopped. We didn't, none of those offenses had their main people out there. So I'm not saying they can't or they won't. I want to see it. The boys cried wolf a lot. You know what I mean? I thought they were going to win 8 freaking games last year. I remember the excitement going in. This is it. This is the year. And then if, things happen, granted, it's different. It's a new era. That doesn't matter. You hit the reset button. That doesn't matter anymore. So, but I just need to see it to believe it. And I hope I see it.
Understood. Look, I'm putting my faith in it. And obviously I can't know what's going to happen. None of us do, right?
No,
but
right.
This is as much an indictment on Houston and the way their offseason has gone as anything. And I look at that running back collection. And like Philip Lindsay's the one that scares me the most. I think he's got the most juice in his legs, but at this stage of their careers, I'm not threatened by David Johnson and Mark Ingram, not to the degree that, I get it. You didn't see Nick Chubb in the preseason when they played Cleveland. You didn't see Ezekiel Elliott. You didn't see some of these guys. Yep. They don't have that kind of guy on this roster. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I'm not saying it can't happen, but if the Jaguars lose the game because they couldn't contain the Houston Texans run game, it's going to be a long year.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so I have confidence that they're going to do that this week. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk keys to victory as we will every Friday. And let's hope that this doesn't become a joke. I mean, last year we do keys to victory.
Oh, boy.
And it was like, don't be down 30 at halftime. So let's actually have some hope that they can have a couple of keys that if they hit them, are going to result in a week one victory.
like last year, but let's hope they'll be able to continue. But, hey, we can't worry about next week. Let's just get this week done.
Focus.
Let's be 1-0 for the home opener, baby.
Take your Adderall and focus.
There you go. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. But you're responsible for knowing what's in that Adderall.
That's right. NFL player.
So, all right, Tommy Mack is here. Fat Tony is here. My man E.T. is here.
Come on, somebody.
At least he had Brady to offset Gus Edwards a little bit yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It kind of hurt, too, because I was thinking about picking up Gronk also, and I did.
That would have been the sweet hookup.
That would have been nice.
I threw Gronk at David Garrard this week, and guess who David Garrard's second running back is?
Oh.
That'd be Gus Edwards. DG, better hit that waiver wire, baby, because I've seen your bench, all right? I'm ready to roll. Here we go. It is opening week of the NFL season. If you want to be a part of it, hit us up on Twitter, at MD_1010XL, at 1010XL Fat Tony, at Meathead55, at IME to the T.
Ooh, ooh!
And 641-1010 on the phone lines and the text line designed by Lifetime Enclosures. Be a part of it today. We want to hear from you, Jaguar fans. How much are you anticipating the debut of Trevor Lawrence? Are you making the trip to Houston? I saw Doom out there on these Twitter streets this morning saying, wheels up at noon today, heading out to Texas. So safe travels to all of you going out there. I know you'll represent Duval very well. Mike Dempsey, Tony Smith, Tom McManus, and E.T., you're listening to Jaguars Today, the final show before the debut of Trevor Lawrence. It's right here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Very excited to see him. We all were against Dallas. You know, the first game, we just didn't play much. We didn't do much. And I think he only got two series. And then I'm really disappointed against the Saints. You know, not with Trevor, just overall. We didn't move the ball. We were three and out. We tried to establish the run and didn't. So we really worked hard to get him some success against the Dallas Cowboys. And he did. And he, you know, he felt good about himself.
Now more Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Oh, baby! Trevor Lawrence is taking snaps for the Jaguars in a game that matters on Sunday. Oh,
go deep.
Come on now.
Go deep.
Right on. Right. I mean, like, I can establish the run.
Freaking deep.
I don't need 3-yard gain, 2-yard gain, third and five, like right out of the gates, right? Prisco thinks it's going to be the opposite. I was talking with Pete yesterday.
That's what the Bucs did last night.
Yeah.
3-yard gain, 2-yard gain, and complete pass. Let's punt it away.
They did do that. They picked it up from there, They certainly did after that. Like, it was like, you know, when you've got three receivers like each of those teams have, why run the ball? You know what I mean? Especially with Dallas having, you're going against the Bucs front seven as well.
Yeah.
And with Zach Martin out, they kept Zeke in to block a good bit last night. But, I mean, Pete thinks they're going to try to do the reverse, like take some shots and then run off of that, you know, and see how that – whatever, man. I don't care. As long as they win, I'll be satisfied with the first week, no major injuries, and they win, winning being the most important thing. But I don't care if Trevor throws for 350 or 150.
No, well, as long as they win.
Yeah.
I think, look, with the best coordinators or play callers, they know – they use the, you know, they know when to use the run to or the pass to open up the run or vice versa. Those are the best ones. They do it in the middle of even a series or a game, you know, especially during the game. So those are the ones. We'll see if that's what, you know, Bevel brings to the table. But – yeah, look, throwing on first down after you get a little momentum to me is like, man, that's just aggressive nature. You know, I like that. Now, granted, you throw an incomplete, now it's second and 10, or you take a sack, it's second and long, you might have to throw again. But I do like – now, I'm not saying every series, but you gotta mix it up, right? The goal is to keep them guessing, like not letting them know what's going on. And then keeping them off balance. So, you know, look, when there's 8 in the box, you should stop the run. When there's 7 in the box, it's hard to stop the run. When you're a nickel, you have 6 in the box, unless that, you know, that nickel comes in. It's really hard to stop the run because they get a hat on a hat. That back's free to find a hole.
Yep.
You know, 8 man in the box, there's always a guy sitting there waiting for the, you know, as long as you play it right, sitting there to come into the hole and make the tackle.
It's interesting, last year, James Robinson, speaking of the running game here, first game at Houston, they got handled, right, 30-14. So he only got 13 carries, but they held him to 3.69 yards per carry. It was like one of his worst, maybe the third worst of the season. He caught 5 passes for 22 yards. So, you know, 18 touches produced a total of 70 yards. Not great.
Right.
Next time around, the Jags were in the game here. They ended up losing by two, so they kept him more in the flow of the game. But 25 carries to grind out 99 yards, ooh, just under 4 yards a carry, and did not have a catch in that game. Might have been the only game last year. It was the only game he didn't catch a pass. So Houston did a nice job on James Robinson last year.
Right.
You know?
Well, and the you know, we sit here and we say, well, that's okay because we have Trevor. You know what I mean? You
part of that's true, right, though.
No, totally. I mean, look, that's one not to go back, but the quarterback before, he just didn't have that arm where you were afraid to get beat deep. You can stop the run, but you got the quarterback that can sling it down the field. That you gotta be very wary of that.
All right. Catch you. 641-1010 if you want to break in with your thoughts. You want to talk about how excited you are. You want to talk about the game plan. You want to talk about your keys to victory. You just want to talk Jaguar football. You're welcome to do it with us here. Let's start. We're going all the way up to Appleton, Wisconsin, where Logan starts us off at 641-1010. Good morning, Logan.
Duval.
Right back at you, buddy.
Yeah.
Let's go. It's Trevor time on Sunday.
You know,
and also, you guys were just talking about J-Rob, but I'm excited to see what he can do without a stack box. Like, it's just, like, all last year for him to be able to do what he did with essentially no help at QB. Oh, man, I'm pumped. Let's go.
Let's go. Is right. What's your prediction for the game?
We're going to win, of course. Texans, I mean, they're, like, I actually kind of feel bad for what they had to go through this offseason, but not that bad.
No, right, right, right. In one sense, we feel bad. In another sense, too
Let
bad.
Let the healing begin in week
too
two.
Right. Logan, thank you. Look, hey, here's the thing. This is not the same Texans team, but we've remarked this week, a friend Dom brought up the stat, dug up the numbers. Last 21 games, Houston is 17-4 against this team.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Right?
Wow, I would never would have thought
that. Right?
Really?
Like, they're like 10-11 against Indy.
Wow.
And they're like 8-9.
Was it
9?
Yeah, they
nine
had won
wins
nine.
Against, against Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Out of their last 21, like 9-12.
Okay.
And they're 4-17.
No kidding. I would never have guessed that.
Houston's been pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Right? Of course.
But,
yeah.
But still, right? I mean, and that includes, like, Deshaun Watson's debut was one of those games the Jags won when
That's
they opened
right.
up 2017, and then he came. It wasn't his starting debut, but
yeah,
man.
They are a different team.
By the way, I was looking at the second game where James Robinson carried it 25 times. Jake Luton, obviously they had a stack box because you're playing against Jake Luton, but Jake Luton played pretty well in that game, man.
I mean, the first throw was a bomb for a touchdown, wasn't it, or something like that, a big gain?
Well, he threw it 26, he was 26 of 38 for 304 yards, a touchdown, and a pick.
Yeah.
Not bad. I was not happy to see him get taken.
Snatch.
Would have loved to have seen him on the practice squad. I mean, the hope is that Trevor Lawrence stays healthy and plays every snap for the next decade plus.
Like, if we're ever at a point where we're talking about what do they have at the third quarterback, it's already done. I get developing a guy, and he's got value.
Right,
and
maybe you develop him, and he becomes your backup next year, and then maybe ultimately you get a pick for him.
And it's a bummer that Seattle picked him up, but, I mean, it's pretty clear with Seattle picking him up, you were never going to get him to the practice squad. So are you going to carry him on the 53? You know, basically the decision.
I think they made the understandable decision to try to get him to the practice squad. I'm just disappointed that he didn't make it there.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, they signed Beathard with money, so Luton didn't get as many opportunities. I mean, if you really, I mean, we should have saw Luton maybe more in the preseason, give him a shot. He did play well when he's
standing in the last preseason game.
Yeah,
you know, so but, it is what it is. I'm not I'm not crushed that Jake Luton's
not
here.
No, I agree. I know what you're saying.
I'm
that's
happy
a commodity,
for him
though, that could be built.
Right. I mean, here's a guy who's a six-round pick. Plenty of six-round quarterbacks just wash right out, right?
Yep.
And, you know, he got a chance to play a little, show some raw ability, and, you know, hopefully continue a long career for himself.
Yeah, definitely.
You
know? Yeah, definitely.
Tyrod Taylor was a six-round pick.
Absolutely.
Who's made a decade-long career in the NFL.
Yeah.
It happens.
Absolutely.
Some other guy who's a six-round pick, too.
Yeah.
Do I need to bring that up?
300th career start last night.
How about that? 241-69.
That's incredible.
Is that what? No, 231-69. 230. My math was off there. 200.
It's insane.
I mean.
And he can still throw it, like, incredibly. Like, it's just a perfect ball.
The worst ball he threw last night he completed to Fournette.
Yeah.
Like, it was Fournette.
Oh, yeah.
Him falling down and throwing that pass, it was like, what is this wizardry.
Right, and Fournette, though, snatching it out of the air like he's got hands, right? After you saw him, like, fighting the ball on several, even one once he caught, it was like he was boxing the football at times, but he snatched that one last night. So, hey, let's hope a few guys step up because not every Trevor Lawrence aerial will be picture perfection.
Well, you never know. You know, I look, that's another thing we got to see. How are they going to get him in a rhythm? You know, if are they going to, will the line hold up with the rush if it's 5 or 7 step drops? Or if not, are you getting the ball out quick? You getting it in your playmaker's hands? I'm interested to see how they do game plan with all these new toys, with these new weapons. You know, obviously with Trevor, but everybody else. But look, if the O-line doesn't hold up on the pass rush, then who knows what happens. But I think they'll get the ball out quick and give him a chance to get into a good rhythm. That'd be the smart thing to do.
Keys to Victory Friday, and we'll continue to talk about different aspects of this game, and we will solicit your keys to victory either on the phone lines, the text line, or on social media, however you want to get on board. With Tony Smith, Tom McManus, and ET, I'm Mike Dempsey. We roll on with Jaguars today, 2 days away from the debut of the 2021 Jacksonville Jaguars here on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
I mean, it's huge for us. I mean, he's a veteran player. You know, he's a Pro Bowl player, brings great experience to us. I mean, he really has been working his tail off, you know, and it's unfortunate that he hurt that finger because he missed some of the time. But these last, I would say, 3 days, he's really kind of hit his stride again. He's got his speed back. He looks really good moving down the field. So, I'm excited with him and Marv and LaVisca.
Everything you need to know about the Jags. Jaguars today on 1010XL.
That's your OC, Daryl Bevel, on DJ Chark, having him back in the fold. Tommy, obviously these guys were working this offseason, right? Trevor Lawrence, team captain Trevor Lawrence, got the primary receivers together for some workouts both here and up at Clemson and tried to develop that chemistry. Looked like it was paying off early in camp, and then Chark goes out. Marvin Jones down for a little bit of time as well. How quickly, like how much time do you need to get that back? A solid week or two in practice?
No, I don't think so at all. I like hearing what Bevel said about getting his speed back, getting his stride back, getting, you know, feeling good again. So I think that's enough. I mean, look, you get in the game and then, you know, it might happen during the game as well. You know, maybe they don't start off, you know, the chemistry's not there right away, but you do shorter throws, you know, get some, you know, the job is to get that young QB in a rhythm, so get him some quick.
Get him a layup.
Get him some quick, safe throws that he don't have to think too much about and get him comfortable. Because, well, you know, look, once you start, you know, that first catch, I mean, Chark's going to be like, come on, let's go deep, man. Enough of this screwing around stuff. You know, I'm ready now. You know, Marvin Jones is going to be like, come on, let's go. Let's go do a, you know, something down the field. So it can happen relatively quick. And look, I'm not a receiver nor a quarterback, but I know this. I know when you have a QB that can put the ball where it's supposed to be, as a receiver, you feel ultra confident in running your routes. If you know that QB is going to be there. Like, so for DJ, again, I mean, he runs more than just the deep nine. But for him to, he's going to go crazy when he sees that ball out in front of him and he's got to go get it. You know, that's a little bit different than he's used to. So I think just, you know, little by little, they'll get that chemistry.
Yeah, we've seen the bad body language, right? Yeah. When the ball sails over his head, it's behind him. It's right, and you're sprinting downfield 40 yards, full effort, right, and then the ball's nowhere in your vicinity. I think, this guy, the new guy, is going to alleviate some of those issues. Not like he's ever going to not make a mistake, but he is a special talent, man. Yeah. And I get it. This is big league football, and the league has swallowed up a lot of talented guys over the years, but I just think he's on a plane that he's going to do all the right things, right? If he doesn't succeed at the highest level, it's not because of any intangible or effort issue or any of that stuff, but I mean, everything he's got, I almost find it hard to think that any coaching staff could screw up the talent that he brings to the table.
No, definitely not. Really, what it's going to come down to, I think he's shown it already. It's like every quarterback. Can they stand there and make the throw when they get smacked? You know, they know they're going to get drilled. They already got drilled. They know that guy, is, you know, hits really hard, and he weighs a lot when he lands on him. Doesn't want to feel that again, but he still has to stand there and make the throw, and he's shown that he will. I mean, he's shown that he's got the toughness. You could see that. So, you know, I think, look, if I was his coach, I'd be, look, you can't, it can't be a, you know, the Wild Wild West gunslinger type mentality, but especially on those outside, deep outside throws, take a chance. It's okay if you throw a pick, but take a chance. And if that, if your receiver's just got a little bit on him, give him a shot. Go. You want to develop rapport with your receiver? He knows you're gonna. He knows you're gonna take a chance. If I got my guy beat by a half a step or a quarter step or whatever it is, he knows he's still gonna look my way. He's not gonna think I'm covered. He's gonna think, you know what? If I put that ball high and outside and down the field and give my guy the only chance to catch it. That's rapport now. The thing about that confidence, like, I'm going, let's go deep, baby. No different than Sandlot, you know? Like, you're throwing sure. it deep. You're feeling good about it. So, that's exciting.
It's fourth and forever. All right. Well, so, we're going for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right.
That's what we do.
No, go we deep. Talked about it a couple days ago. Trevor Lawrence had his midweek press conference, and we won't hear from him again until after the game on Sunday. But you watch him step to the podium, and it's like, I believe. Right, like you watch this guy talk and you're like, oh, they're going to win.
Right.
Like you listen to him and the confidence that he has and he yep. exudes, and it's like you believe everything that he's telling you yep. about what they expect to happen on Sunday. Now, I believe Trevor Lawrence. I have questions about how real the improvement in the run defense really is. I think it'll be better.
Yep.
I don't know how much of a test Houston ultimately is for that kind Fair. Of thing. We'll find out. We've talked about the pass rush throughout the offseason. How is Urban Meyer going to handle being an NFL coach on game day for the first time because he's going to be tested with some stuff? I don't know what the answers to any of that kind of thing are. I have supreme confidence that Trevor Lawrence is going to look really good.
Yep.
on Sunday, and that if they lose, I don't think it'll be because Trevor Lawrence didn't play well. It'll be something else happened, and they happen to lose the game, but I don't think it'll be because of Trevor. Yeah,
I agree with all that. I mean, look, and he can't do it just on his own, obviously. He needs help, and he needs, you know, he needs receivers fighting for the ball when they have to. He needs his O-line to give him time to be able to step up and make those throws. That bomb Brady threw last night, he stepped up. He had all the day in the world to throw that bomb, and, man, was it a strike. But yeah. You know what I mean? So he's, you know, it's not just him. But having him there, the arm strength, the athleticism, the height, the quick release, the knowledge – the toughness, it's there. You can see it. So when you have somebody like that at QB, you always have a chance.
What do you think about the offensive line? Like, they're all going to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, from what we're told. It was a line that helped James Robinson produce last
totally.
Year.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's your, on a scale of 1 to 10, like, what's your concern level or however you want to put your level of confidence that, you know, I'm not saying they're never going to get Trevor hit. That's the NFL. You get hit. But do you think they'll do – are you confident in the job they'll do?
Run blocking, I'm going to say 80% confident.
Okay.
And pass blocking, I'm going to say about 55% confident. 60. They're not going to get beat half. I don't mean like they're going to get beat half the time, but I'm about 60% confident that they're going to hold up the entire game. Because remember, it's not like they got beat time after time after time. It was just in those – moments that you had to block and keep the guy off the quarterback just for another second, that's when they broke down. So hopefully they're over that. We're not going to find out to the game, but that's what I'm concerned about. You know, now granted, like we said, can you combat that? Yeah, you get the ball out quicker. You know, you can combat that a little bit. But I think, look, the entire offense, I'm not really worried about the run block. I'm not. I think they're going to open up some holes. I think James should have a nice day. I'm just worried about, now granted, who do they have? It's Mercilus, basically. Whitney Mercilus.
He's the top pass rusher.
He's a questionable, I think. He'll probably play, but it looks like he's battling. But I know that Cunningham guy, number 41.
He's a good all-around player.
Yeah. So, you know, they've got some players. But, you look, it doesn't matter who's out there. You just make sure that you keep this quarterback clean as possible.
Yeah. Like, how much – and I know you referenced it, but get it out quicker. But just how much can – I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is going to be this on day one, but, you know, you get a quarterback who knows how to diagnose before the snap, all those things, all the different things that a quarterback could do to help that offensive line, how much of that gap, like that 1 second gap, can they eliminate that based on their own manipulation of the defense, getting the ball out quicker, knowing where to go, where your hot reads are, and executing those kind of things?
Yeah, I think you can. Because, look, just think of like a, you know, you take a slot receiver and he runs a 7 yard out, right? Easy throw, especially if they're in man. You know, and there's nobody just sitting there on that outside zone. Well, he's got an opportunity to break that tackle and get 10, 11 yards. You know what I mean? Now, yeah, that's getting it out quick. You know, I'm not sitting there patting the ball. It's like, what? You know, it's out, and then he makes a play, and then we throw in a run, and then we get another pass going on the other side. And then once you got them on your heels, that's when – I mean, look, you look at Brady throughout the years. What has he done? It's pick, 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 throw it deep. You know, like lull him to sleep. I'm throwing all these quick, you know, little throws to Edelman and Gronk over the middle.
Then he gets the coverage he's looking for.
And then he gets, yeah, that it's over the top and he has a big gain or a score. So that's how you keep that defense off balance.
Now it's with Brady, it's like medium, medium, deep. Yeah, like there's no dump down anymore even in that game with those kind of weapons that they've got right there. 6-4-1-10-10 if you want to get in. Hit us up on social media today with your keys to victory for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Want to take a minute, Tom, to just get your thoughts on your first experience playing fantasy football with the crew, right? You're co-owning a squad with the fan cam.
I am.
In one of the Jaguars Today leagues, and Jaguars Today won. So you see Meathead's Longboards. That is Tom McManus co-branded squad. What was the draft like for you? How fun was it?
Let's take him back just a minute because, you know, I'm not an anti-fantasy football guy, but I just – you get through the scene, I forget my lineup, I don't do it, I don't pay attention, yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, I'm so far down, I'm like, ah, screw it. It's over. So I haven't played in, I don't know, a decade at least, if not more. So Dempsey knows this, but he gets me in the hallway last week. He's like, hey, I know you don't really like playing, but what if Fan Cam played with you and he handled everything for us? I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right, I'll do it. You caught me in a good spot, right? That's how
I was. I was surprised, but I wanted to ask you, you know, give you the opportunity. Yeah. And so
the draft is cool. I really like the format, the minute that I like the minute time. You know, you get a minute to make your pick. It went smooth.
It went pretty good. I think we did that one in 1 hour and 10 minutes for 18 rounds with 14 managers. Yeah. That's a good pace.
I don't know if six is – I liked where you guys were because you always got the double back.
Yeah, Tony and I – in that one, I had 13. Tony had 14.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all random. You know, those are sorted. Right. But right. Well, trust me.
Wink.
I did the earliest pick I got out of the three drafts was the 8th. So I wasn't loving that, to be honest with you. But I want to know, like, was there a lot of deliberation? Like, were some picks your picks? Were some picks his picks? Was there a good meeting of the minds?
He was adamant on Zeke. He wanted Elliott big time. And I said, all right, cool. You know, I mean, because you look at however the draft was going, you know, who was going to be there anyway.
The running backs come
off
the board early.
He was like the last big running back, basically, correct. I guess, for lack of better terms. The Mahomes pick, you know, we went quarterback early.
He did.
Yeah.
That's all right. I mean, if you're going to go, that's the one to go for.
Well, you know, it just, I forget who we had already, but it was like, he's like, you know, it's kind of early. I said, I know, but he's the best. He's like, yeah, he is the best. I said, let's make the pick. He's like, all right, screw it, make the pick. So there wasn't much deliberation. If he really felt like he wanted CeeDee Lamb, I was like, good. See, he's great. No problem. You know, that kind of thing. And then we talk it through. The Kmet pick, I texted his dad right after. I said, all right, I got your boy on my fantasy team.
Nice.
He better produce. He's like, yeah, you know it. Something like
little
that.
Inside motivation for him right there.
Yeah, so it was cool. It was cool. And then who's our backup? Did we get Fitzpatrick? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I don't.
We wanted to get an Irishman in there too. So it was fun. We had a little fun. But it was cool to see who's taking who and how they all go flying off the board at certain moments.
So what did you think when Trevor went 3rd overall?
Yeah, you knew that was coming.
It's funny. Like, I had no idea when he would go. Like, I thought somebody might go early. I didn't think somebody would go in the top
who
three.
Who was the one that picked a lot of Jags? Somebody picked, like,
I know O'Greezy.
I don't know.
Had the Lawrence pick. I don't know if he continued that trend or not. Okay. I didn't really pay that much attention to it, but the other two we had, he went in the 8th and the 9th rounds, so which is about where you'd expect him to go.
What round did we pick Mahomes? Like 5th? Fourth?
No, it was earlier than that. A third, maybe?
Third, yeah.
Second or third.
Yeah.
Breaking the trend, baby. Yeah.
But, hey, you know, that's where Mahomes often goes.
Yeah. Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah, the third, cool.
Yeah, in a 16-team league, that's not that much a reach.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
No, you're all fine. Right. Just curious. Yeah. You know, So did you find yourself, I know you only watched, like, the maybe half the game last night, but did you find yourself focusing in on your guys, or did you look this morning at the box score?
Well,
both.
So I want to see Zeke get going. He never did, but watching Lamb, I texted Fan. I was like, hey, we got a good start.
Yeah,
it's a good start. But yeah. Yeah, and then in the morning, of course, checking out all the highlights. And
I don't think you'll ever get to our level of obsession, but it's fun through a guy who hasn't played in a long time.
Plus, we had a picture of Guinness, which was nice, over at a monkey's uncle at the beach.
There you
go.
Know,
we had a nice little setup, and it was good. It was
well,
good
that
times.
Next year, if Zeke continues the trend he had last night, you get to make the first round pick. So.
Oh. Nice.
I'm sure he's listening right now. All right, E.T., Are you blessing the audience an hour or two?
We gonna bless them, man. You know, we for the people. So yeah, we gonna bless them.
And no matter how much we tell people, you can't miss the season opening of the show. They do it anyway.
They still do,
and they come and beg, "Will you please play it again?" I had a feeling we might do that. So at some point coming up here, we've got the gems from around the NFL. And then maybe, what do you think, 11:20? We'll kind of re-kick it off?
That sounds good.
All right. So if you missed it the first time, 25 minutes from now, E.T. will play it back for you. The new Jaguars Today intro/hype audio for the 2021 Jacksonville Jaguars season. Tony Smith is here. I'm Mike Dempsey, Tommy Mack, E.T. Tony will go around the league. We'll continue to take a look at the Jags matchup with the Texans. We'll swing it over to the defensive side for the Jaguars, what they're facing in Tyrod Taylor and the rest. All that and more coming your way in hour two of Jaguars Today here on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Stove older than you are. Whether it's repairs or reno, finance it smart with a Honeydew HELOC from 1-to-1 Financial. Jacksonville's hometown credit union, where you can borrow up to 90% of your home's appraised value. You've got good taste, but your block counters ain't cheap. So get to work and open a Honeydew HELOC with 1-to-1 Financial. When you do, we'll send you a free handyman tool set to get started. Apply online at 121fcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA. You're shrimping
up at... Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, is home this weekend at 1-to-1 Financial Ballpark. Tonight is Redshirt Friday with fireworks. Tomorrow, the first 2,000 fans get a shrimp tail blanket courtesy of Charlie's Tropic Heating and Air. Sunday is Fan Appreciation Night with fireworks presented by 1-to-1 Financial, FIS, and Baptist Health. Log on to jackshrimp.com for tickets. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable family fun.
Get Gators play-by-play on 1010XL.
Running into the end zone. The touchdown for Florida.
Florida Gators football on 1010XL is brought to you by Coastal Equipment, Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. Universal Roof and Contracting and Travel Camp RV. The Florida Gators are on 1010XL.
Has someone you care about been arrested or had their driver's license taken away? I'm Susan Cohen, and I work with David Robbins at the law firm of Epstein & Robbins. We are experienced fighters for those charged with DUI, domestic violence, and all criminal offenses. In 2017, I was named the DUI Gladiator of the Year by the Florida Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. In your battle with the justice system, there's only one thing you need to know. Dial David, 24/7 at Epstein & Robbins, 354-5645.
There's a world of difference between and that's why you can trust Famous Automotive and Tire when it comes to your vehicle's care. Because there's a difference between and it all starts with the triangle of safety. Your tires, brakes, and the front end. Take care of those three points and your car will take good care of you. Start at Famous Automotive and Tires. 6 locations servicing every customer like they're famous.
You don't have to be a football star to get a signing bonus. The team at Republic Services needs your skills, and they're paying up to $5,000 for you to join the roster. You'll be joining a winner. As an essential business, the Republic Services trucks have not stopped rolling with hourly and weekly pay and better benefits and vacation packages than the rest of the league. Driver trainees, $1,000 sign-on bonus. CDL drivers, $3,000. Diesel mechanics, $5,000 bonus. Join the winning team at Republic Services today. Visit republicservices.com.
Hey, Hicken here for Roof It Right. There are a lot of roofers on the air, but there's only one I endorse. That's my friends at Roof It Right. They're covering the First Coast with quality work and service. And it's raining out there. It's raining a lot. Don't settle for a cheap or discount roofer this storm season. Call my friends at Roof It Right, your local certified GAF Master Elite Contractor. Roof It Right installs the best roofs backed by the industry's best warranties. Choose the company I know and trust. Visit RoofItRightFL.com, RoofItRightFL.com, and see why everybody says Roof It Right so you can sleep at night.
Hello, this is Father Nicholas Lowe, and I want to talk to you about putting your worries in the right bucket. So often, we put our worries in our own bucket, but many times, they need to be in God's bucket. The Bible says, present your problems always to God. In other words, leave them in God's bucket. Understand that no matter what is out of your control, it's never out of the control of Almighty God.
To hear more inspirational messages by Reverend Dr. Nicholas Lowe, please visit our website at stjohnthedivine.com.
Construction solutions and supply. Gather the family when it's time to retire. Enjoy the warmth of a cozy fire. Now we're cooking in the great outdoors. That's what outdoor kitchens are for. You dream it, we build it. CSS. CSS.
A lot of companies will tell you they're the best. At Custom Tree Surgeons, they show you every time. Custom Tree Surgeons has built an all-pro team. Every tree service professional has years of experience, continually trained and certified. They know what, when, and how to handle any job. It gets done efficiently and quickly by a team of experts. So for tree trimming, removal, stump grinding, and emergency services, forget any name other than Custom Tree Surgeons. There is no job they can't do better. Go to website, CustomTreeSurgeons.com. That's CustomTreeSurgeons.com. And let them show you how the job is supposed to get done.
The flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars. WJXL AM Jacksonville Beach. WJXL FM Jacksonville Beach.
I'm Taylor Dahl with your 1010XL local sports update brought to you by TIAA Bank. NFL season officially kicked off last night as the Bucs beat the Cowboys 31-29. Now just 2 days away from game day for the Jaguars. And Joe Colan talked to media yesterday on what he expects from Houston coach David Culley.
They're going to be a team that wants to be physical. That's what Coach Culley's all about. And not necessarily. I mean, I think once the ball is snapped and you have your game plan, it's up to the players. The game, it's all about the players.
Visit Jaguars.com for more. And the Jumbo Shrimp do it again, beating Charlotte 6-5 in extras as Monte Harrison notches his 12th home run of the season, walking it off in the 10th. And keep an eye out for Georgia this weekend as JT Daniels battles an injury. Daniels does not play. We'll see Mandarin High School Carson Beck under center. 83 degrees at 11:03. Time and temper brought to you by Bueller Air Conditioning. Stay cooler with Bueller.
This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. Now, Gems Around the NFL. Brought to you by Beaches Jewelry and Pawn in Jacks Beach.
Baltimore has had some kind of streak of bad luck when it comes to injuries so far in this preseason. Heading into the regular season, that continued yesterday with more bad news for the Ravens. Running back Gus Edwards became the third running back that the team has lost for the season, joining J.K. Dobbins and Justice Hill on that list. Edwards suffered a torn ACL. Baltimore has signed Le'Veon Bell, Devonta Freeman to their practice squad this week. They have also signed Latavius Murray this morning, who was released by the New Orleans Saints to their active roster. The team has also lost Marcus Peters, their cornerback, to a torn ACL. Back-to-back plays at practice yesterday before they stopped practice here as they play on Monday Night Football this week. The Pittsburgh Steelers and linebacker T.J. Watt have agreed to a 4-year, $112 million extension with $80 million in guarantees. Watt has been selected as a first-team All-Pro in each of the last two seasons, led the NFL in sacks last year with 15. The New Orleans Saints and the Houston Texans completed their trade that will send cornerback Bradley Roby to the Saints in exchange for a third-round pick in 2022 and a conditional sixth-round pick in 2023. LA Chargers running back Austin Eckler was held out of practice for the second consecutive day yesterday. You'll want to keep an eye on the injury report coming out of LA to see his availability for Sunday. Around the AFC South in week one of the regular season, Arizona at Tennessee Sunday at 1 o'clock. Titans wide receiver A.J. Brown got in a full practice yesterday after being held out of practice on Wednesday, is expected to play Sunday. Seattle at Indianapolis Sunday at 1 o'clock as well. Carson Wentz expected to start for the Indianapolis Colts.
T.J. Watt, man, holding in pays off apparently. Like, wow.
Yeah.
$80 million guaranteed.
So suppose I've read online he went into the owner. He finally had enough. Because his agent said, we can get you more money. He said, I'm done. Let's just go get this deal done.
$28 million a year.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Well, no. So it's interesting. So Khalil Mack in 2018 or 19?
Okay.
No. Yeah. Signed for $90 million in guaranteed money.
Wow.
And Joey Bosa last year signed for $102 million in guarantee. $102 million for guarantee.
Guaranteed.
So he must have just been like, listen, man, I'm good with
right.
80.
$80 million.
I can make 80.
And, oh, by the way, I'm getting the other
right.
$32 million. I'm getting right. that too, right? They're not going to cut me in the next right. 3 years. Are you
right.
kidding me?
Yeah.
So good for him, man.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
He's a great player.
I cannot wait for the day that the Jaguars announce a record-breaking contract for Trevor Lawrence. You know,
sure.
I mean, that he is getting $40 million a year on yep. average or whatever the number is. And I hope that he proves himself so quickly that 3 years down the line, we're like, we know he's got 2 years left on
yeah.
his deal. It's time to do it now.
So here's a question. And forget contract, but playing about. So you think about T.J. Watt as a 3-4 badass rusher, right? Mm-hmm. He can rush the passer. He's good against the run. Can Josh Allen get to that kind of, you know, impact? See, I think he's a phenomenal athlete. I just don't see him as like you watch T.J. Watt rush. He looks like he knows how to rush the passer. Not that Josh doesn't. I'm not saying that. But do we have a guy on the team right now that's going to have that kind of impact? Now, granted, T.J.'s also had, who do you have on the other side? Bud Dupree until he got hurt?
Mm-hmm.
They yep. always seem to have another guy on the other side that can rush the passer to alleviate that pressure of always getting double teamed. But just curious,
well,
you know,
because Bud Dupree missed all of last year, most of last year, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And T.J. Watt led the league with 15 sacks. So here's his 4-year progression. Went from 7 as a rookie. Obviously, Josh Allen outproduced that,
yep.
but then he took a step back. Watt then followed up with 13 in 2018, 14.5 in 2019, and 15 last
wow,
year.
Wow, yeah.
So
yep.
that's as consistent
he can
as
get there, man.
Possible.
He
He's only missed
there.
Two games in 4 years
yep.
At this point in time. So, hey, good for him, man. He's also got 4 interceptions.
Now that we're running the 3-4, that's one of the key components, having a really, you know, dependable pass rusher on that outside backer position.
Well, Josh Allen, take note, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're
yeah.
eligible for contract extension
Hell
after
yeah.
next year. I'm not saying the Jags are going to rush out to do that because,
no.
you know, you've got a minimum of 5 years without even going the franchise tag route with the fifth-year option on
yep.
a first-round pick. But what about this pass rush, Tommy? Going up against Tyrod Taylor, I think more the game plan might be just let's not let him break contain, right?
Yeah.
And not that you don't want to get to him, but you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, you're a middle linebacker, so it's a little bit different, I guess, but do guys like playing that style, that kind of mush rush, you know, where, hey, get after him, but it's more important to make sure he doesn't get outside the hash than it is for you to necessarily get him on the
well,
ground?
Well, he's more effective outside the pocket,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, I'm not even just talking running, throwing the ball. He's more effective doing that. So, no, as a defender, you want to keep him in the pocket. You know, try not to, you know, get the lane up too high. You know, so you know, some of these pass rushers, and I'm not saying the guys on a team now, but we've seen in the past, they think just rushing up the field and making the guy step up is a win. It's really not a win. You know, you gotta still do more than that, because if your other guys don't collapse the pocket, then that step up is out. He's out to the side. So you don't want that out of Tyrod Taylor. So no, you gotta be a little bit, you know, careful with how you rush him. But hey, the key is keep him in that pocket. I'm more confident with the three interior guys: Hamilton, Roy Robertson, and Brown.
Brown, yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling good that those three are going to have good games. We're gonna see just how good they can be, and I think Hamilton could be a star. But I think those three together, Miles Jack's going to play well because he always plays well. Then the rest, you know, we'll see. As far as the front seven is concerned. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, if they can – if those guys can develop, if Josh Allen can develop, and whether it's Chaisson or Smoot or whoever takes that pressure off on the other side, now you're talking. Because 3-4 is what? Nose has got to be stud. Mm-hmm. After that, you better have the pass rush. Or the 3-4, I don't even know what it does for you.
I'm interested to see what Damian Wilson does on early downs as well, you know, kind of like an enforcer type. There in the middle, and are they giving him the opportunity to run free to the ball carrier, which is a big thing as well? Are those guys occupying multiple offensive linemen? I mean, we think, like you said, that trio, and then, you know, the rotation behind him obviously is going to play a lot as well. But that trio, you feel pretty good about on paper at least.
Of course,
still got to go out and execute it.
No doubt,
get it done.
No doubt.
So. Looky here. It's your co-manager joining the program
now
at 641-1010. Fan Cam hopping on board. Good morning, Cam. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, co-owner. And I just wanted to thank you guys for the engagement with the fans out there. It's really cool you guys do the Fantasy League. And extra special treat that I get a meathead to join me this year.
Not bad, right? So how did he handle himself there in the war room, Cam?
Oh, it was great. It was great. We did a little podcast about life and then jumped right into a pitcher of Guinness and started evaluating players. We kind of covered some of the basics. You know, once you get your draft position, you put down where you are in each area of the draft. So, you know, you got a few guys ready to go when it gets there. We lost Tyreek Hill, so we went with Zeke on that first round. And we took Mahomes in the third because, you know, there was a question mark on who to take and pull the trigger on the big guy if you're in doubt.
Yeah, Tommy Mack, it sounds like, had some influence on the Patrick Mahomes selection, which is fine. You know, it's a collaborative affair. Cam, what are you looking for on Sunday? Give me a key to victory for this Jaguar team.
I'll give you a couple, but I will say it's the first time I've ever drafted a player because he was the highest-rated Irish guy on the board. But with a name like Brandon McManus, you can't go wrong. I think the defense is going to surprise some people. The stoutness on the interior is going to be obvious. We're also going to surprise some people by attacking from different angles than we've seen in the past. And I say 31-13 Jags, and the road to the playoffs begins now. You guys have a great week.
Appreciate you, Cam. Thank you, buddy. Look, I'm right there. I said 27-13 or 27-20. I'm not sure.
Kay.
Maybe Houston gets a late one, but I think the Jags are going to put up three touchdowns, a couple field goals, and maybe I'm being overly optimistic.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not that far off from. I do think they're going to win.
It'd be different if they're playing the Bills or somebody like that, out of the gates. But geez. I mean, schedule makers did them right at least to open things up.
You know? So
give them a chance to get their footing.
Well, they should beat them on paper.
Right,
they should beat them on paper. Let's leave it at that.
Well, let's go beat them. I don't want to see Urban Meyer's pained post-game expression if they lose to the Houston Texans to open up the season.
Yeah.
You know?
Who's after Denver? Not that we're looking ahead.
Arizona.
Okay.
I think it's week three, right?
Okay.
In Cincinnati. So,
okay.
You know, it's a manageable first month.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to be favored
I know what
in all
you're
those
saying.
Games, but, you know, should be able to
got
to
win this
punches.
One.
Absolutely.
Now, we got to temper it, too, because last year they won the first game,
they did,
too. So we just got to see how it goes down.
We think the quarterback play is going to continue to excel. Here or progress. We haven't even seen it once, and I say continue to excel, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think the quarterback needs to go 19 of 20 to win this week.
No.
Which is what they needed last year in week one.
That's right.
True story.
You're right.
All right. E has gone to the lab.
Baby.
He's put something special together for all you slackers. I don't know what you're doing if you're not here at 10 a.m. with the Jaguars today. All right. That'd be me on my day off, honestly. I miss Tony and whoever's in with him the first half hour of the show. But we'll do it to debut the season. ET put a lot of work into this one. So rather than just play it the once, we'll reopen the show and get you hyped for the 2021 Jaguar season. That's coming up next with Tony Smith, Tom McManus, and, of course, my man ET. I'm Mike Dempsey. Jaguars today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
is Jaguars Today Friday, brought to you by Construction Solutions and Supply, your outdoor kitchen and fireplaces headquarters.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Studios.
J-O-I, where the pros go. When four quarters just aren't enough.
Join me, Hacker.
And me, Leon Searcy.
The Window World of Northeast Florida Fifth Quarter. Presented by Jacksonville Area Napa Auto Care Centers, Flamingo Septic, and Perfect Rack Billiards in Murray Hill.
I'm Holt Harrell. At Harrell & Harrell, we have the size and resources to take on the largest companies. But we are also the size that we know each and every one of our clients when they call. So call us. Harrell & Harrell. Don't settle for less than you deserve. Offices, Jacksonville.
Shop with the pros at the PGA Tour Superstore. The home for golf pros and beginners has the largest selection in golf clubs, shoes, men's and women's apparel, and more. Need to improve your game? Our new PGA Tour Superstore Studio offers an unparalleled fitting experience designed to guide and inspire all golfers in their pursuit of enjoying the game. Spend time in this premium environment with one-on-one access to certified fitters and professional instructors and become a master of the links. PGA Tour Superstore Jacksonville, Town Center Parkway.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Hey, it's Tony from Tony D's Pizza. If you love our pizza and pasta dishes, let us cater an event for you. Family function or office parties, we can deliver you an amazing Italian meal. Remember, it's not just pizza at Tony D's. Bay Meadows and 295.
Yeah, what do you want?
When you have a septic or plumbing emergency, the last thing you want is to talk to someone in Boston.
You live where? Can you spell that?
At Duck Duck Rooter, you'll get someone live and local. We know where places like Middleburg, Jack's Beach, and Green Cove Springs are. And we service all Northeast Florida. So when you want a local septic and plumbing company, just call Duck Duck Rooter.
Nah, we're booked till spring.
Duck Duck Rooter, we can help you today.
When you're stuck, call the duck. 904-862-6769.
It's time for sunshine and summer showers, so it's more important than ever to make sure you call Crystal Clean for all your waterproofing needs. Waterproofing can extend the life of your building by keeping water outside where it belongs. And that Florida sun can beat up your business's paint job. Crystal Clean's painting services can bring your building back to life. From waterproofing to painting, schedule Crystal Clean today. Call 904-220-3337 or go to crystalclean.com. You don't have to worry when it's crystal clean.
What defines a hero? Dedication, loyalty, courage. Every day at AAMCO, we serve heroes. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. From complex transmissions to simple brake jobs with flexible financing and the extra safety precautions we need. The heroes we serve don't all wear uniforms. They're people like you. At AAMCO, we're proud to serve all of you. AAMCO.
Money tight? We can finance almost anybody. Find the AAMCO transmissions nearest you at AAMCOJacksonville.com.
Firefighters, paramedics, police officers, they take care of us. And at AAMCO, we're proud to take care of them. For over 60 years, we've repaired and maintained the most critical public service vehicles. As an essential business, we work on every kind of car repair with flexible financing and extra safety precautions. Essential, reliable, trusted. That's the men and women who are there for us. And it's our honor to be there for them. AAMCO.
Family owned and operated in Jacksonville, Orange Park, St. Augustine, and St. Mary's, Georgia. AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care.
When we say you can count on Catlin, we mean it. This is Keith Catlin for Catlin Truck Accessories, and you can count on us. Celebrating our 102nd year serving Jacksonville, we invite you to come down and see why. Only the best brands, only the best service, only at Catlin. From Lear Toppers to Cam Locker Toolboxes, there's one name to count on, Catlin Truck Accessories. One name, one location, 100 years.
Who can you count on? Count on Catlin.
Online at williamcatlin.com.
Hi folks, Frank Franzi here for Orange Environmental Services, Jacksonville's highest quality pest control and lawn service for over 45 years. I've trusted Orange Environmental for so many years now. The lawn looks fantastic thanks to their pest control and lawn care experience. Orange Environmental uses the newest technologies to manage your Florida bug problem, and we all know how bad those can be. Orange Environmental, serving Northeast Florida since 1972. They can take care of all of your concerns. Call them at 272-3284. That's 272-3284.
No dental insurance? No problem. Introducing the CarePlus program from the dental offices of Dr. James McCall. For only $475 per year, you receive two cleanings and dental exams, a full set of x-rays, plus one emergency exam and x-rays. You will also receive a 20% courtesy on all other services offered. Additional household family members are only $425 per year. Call Dr. McCall today at 620-9225.
It gets hot for playmakers and newsmakers on the Roof It Right Hot Seat. Roof It Right Hot Seat on 1010XL. Listen to Mike and Tony every day for the latest scoops from Jacksonville and beyond. Roof It Right so you can sleep at night. This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. Mackin' with Tom McManus. Brought to you by McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning on 1010XL.
Danger, danger, danger.
Everybody's going to own this. And great things happen when people own things.
When we line up and play, I'm not worried about 2 years from now. We're not trying to win down the road.
He's heating up.
We want to try to win as fast as we can.
Some people do the easy way out. I want to challenge myself. I want to be a part of this organization, and I want to see the moment.
I want the city to know that they have a guy that's passionate about this team, that's passionate about this city.
I can only imagine, you know, we're coming from where we was last year to one of the most winningest teams going to next season. I want to be a part of that.
Everybody going to think Jacksonville is going to be yada, yada, yada. It's an easy win.
He's heating up.
No, when you go up against Jacksonville, you better think twice before you watch your mouth when you come to us.
He's on fire.
Round one, fight.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, a wise man once said,
it's always been us versus them.
Hadouken.
And boy, was he right.
Danger, danger, danger.
The national media never liked us from the beginning. Never gave a damn about us.
They be having pressure for Duval.
Big pressure.
But guess what?
What's up?
Who want to eat a W? Because we don't care about nothing the national media talking about. Nope. Keep that energy
way over yonder.
Combo breaker.
We got some other things in mind.
Bigger fish to fry.
We want to be a contender and be a sustainable winner.
He's heating up.
We're going to own this thing. When I say we, I mean everybody. That's our stadium. I'm done hearing about other fans coming in our stadium. That's got to stop. This is our city, and this is our team. Own it.
And you know what?
What's good?
That is our stadium.
It is.
This is our team.
Jolene.
And sorry, Mom, but this is damn sure our city.
Come on, somebody.
Ooh, ooh.
And needless to say, the people of Duval County, oh, they're going to rep their city.
Duval! Let's go, Jacksonville. Come on, somebody.
Homeboy, I can get used to seeing a whole lot of this.
Finish him.
Lawrence drops. Fires the left corner of the end zone. That ball is going to be caught for the touchdown.
LaVisca, Shinnati by nature.
For the score, and the Jags have extended the lead.
And I'm talking to both of y'all. You see, what's understood doesn't need to be said. But who understands more than those who actually walk that walk?
Anybody can do it when there's no pressure. The great ones can do it when they're about to get hit in the mouth.
Put that man in the Hall of Fame.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Him too. But don't mind me. I'm just trying to get the blood flowing. Maybe a little toe tapping, a head bopping, or even a boot scoop boogie. Just in time for game day. And one last thing.
Talk your talk.
Come game day, I can't think of a county bigger and better than Duval. Because we're made up of so much. Clay County, Baker County, St. John's, Putnam, Flagler, Nassau, Camden County, and some. We all screaming Duval at kickoff. So let's enjoy this ride together. And you already know. Come on, somebody.
Perfect. Supreme victory.
Aiden, you got anything to add to that?
Come on, somebody. Duval.
This was nothing but an E-thing, baby.
Everything you need to know about the Jags. Jaguars Today on 1010XL.
All right, quit sleeping in so late, all right? So you don't want to miss that. You could have heard it twice.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you're going to see it now, as I saw Taylor Dolan there filming that. This is behind the scenes. You're going to think E.T. is going a little crazy because he knows he's been filmed.
Nope.
He's always going a little bit crazy at the beginning of the program.
That's the shizzle, though, right there, man.
He's still dancing as we speak right there. So kudos to E.T. for the getting
background,
in the lab.
That Duval music is nice.
Oh, it's so good. The whole thing.
I could sleep to that.
It all comes together. Could you?
Yeah. No, not the yelling, but just that background, that little soothing.
Duval.
Oh, you like that? The vocals?
Be dreaming about. You're the mic. Be the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that was me laying down those vocals.
I love it.
I might listen to a sound machine to go to sleep. I do. Like I have the rain, or sometimes I have the thunder. Yeah, it makes me right away.
I call it later. The TV on every night. If it's not on, it's
TV.
Like, yeah, I got some background something.
Yeah,
yeah.
A little noise.
Yeah, that's anyway. How I am as well.
That's beautiful.
He's all hyped up, fired up, and as he should be. By the way,
exciting.
If you want to get in, once again, for Come On Somebody, Come On Everybody, E.T.'s pregame piece that he puts together, he's looking for your top key to victory for the Jaguars this week, 207-7071. You can leave E. a recorded message there. E., the lab work still to be finalized on that one this week?
Yeah, man, hit my line. Let me know. What do the Jacksonville Jaguars have to do? One key to victory to win this game, and make sure you say it with your chest.
Yeah, you better bring it, or you're not going to make it on there. And then listen for yourself in the very first segment of the pregame show on Sunday, about 10 after 10, which is appropriate. 10-10.
Yeah, 10-10.
It's when you get ET.
Does he have the capabilities of bleeping out, you know, some cuss words? Because I might call in and throw a little cuss bomb.
I mean, he bleeped out Urban Meyer, so
absolutely. Okay. I can use that energy.
All right, he'll apologize to his mom, and then he'll throw, you know, to say, I'm going to push it up to this limit, but I'm not going to take it beyond that. Yeah, you can do
it. How late do we get it in? I'm not drinking at lunch today, but after lunch.
Send it to me by tomorrow. I got you.
All right. So tomorrow's the tomorrow's get when it I'm in by work today, on. But yep. tomorrow is when the work gets put on. So 207-7071. Let's get some calls in here. Let's go down south of the border, down not Mexico way, but Brazil way. Cristiano checking in from our Jaguars Today Fantasy League circles, as well as just being a great Jaguar supporter internationally. Cristiano, good morning, sir.
Morning, Mike.
How are you?
Morning, Tommy Mac.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not saying good morning to Tony because he's my opponent this week.
Good for you, man.
Bad blood.
I'm kidding. Morning, Tony.
Good morning. I was about to say, as a good guy, I would say, what's going on, Cristiano?
Yeah, Tony would say that. I would be more like you, Cristiano. So how you feeling, man, with 2 days to go?
I'm excited. You guys know that being a Jaguars fan is a huge part of my life. And so I could not be anything other than excited, really excited. We have a great future ahead, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Hey, let me ask you, Cristiano, like, how easy is it for you to watch Jaguar football in Brazil? Do you have to buy, like, an NFL ticket package? Like, what is the procedure for you to make sure you can see your team play every week?
Yeah, I'm a subscriber. The NFL has a package, and I subscribe it.
So you can see, you have the ticket where you can see any game?
Any game, yeah.
All right.
That's a nice
anytime.
Thing to take.
And we have here local TV, here local ESPN. We have the regular games, Monday night, Sunday night, and two games during the afternoon. Sunday afternoon, we have two games, then Sunday night and Monday night. And Thursday
basically
night,
pretty close to just like a normal, regular schedule that anybody here in the States would get with basic cable.
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you watch at the house? Are there any other Jaguar fans that you get together with on occasion? Like, what's your game day like?
Yeah, I'm just me alone. Sometimes with one of my kids, but no one else. We have some other fans here. We have a chat group where we We exchange messages during the game, but not together. And now with the quarantine and so on. But one day we'll get together to watch a game.
Cristiano,
hasn't happened yet, but it will.
What's the food like for you on game day? What do you serve up? Like what are you having?
Nothing special. Maybe some popcorn or some fries and beer. That will be.
That's all you need: fries and beer.
There's
man.
No difference between South and America whatsoever. There's zero difference.
No kidding. We're like the same.
Yeah.
By the way, Cristiano, I'll just say this: you watch the game by yourself, but you are never alone because, as you know, the sun never sets on Duval County, baby. Yeah, Duval
right.
Pride okay. worldwide.
I know that.
Am I proud of being part of this?
Hey, we're happy nice. To have you on board, man. Good luck this week against Tony, particularly. Bad luck when you play me. Good luck to all the Jaguar fandom out there. Way to represent for all of our Jaguar fans in South America.
Thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You got to love Cristiano, man. I mean, you got stuff. You got Irish Jag. Yeah. You got Aussie Jag, who's a freaking crazy man.
Lunatic.
Love no doubt.
Him.
Yeah.
Absolutely love him. Cristiano. Yeah. They might be now we have Marius, who is German Jag on Twitter in our fantasy league as well. So that league that you're in, Tom, we've got three continents
Marius,
represented.
Is he local?
He's Germany.
He's in Germany.
Yes. Wow. So he was drafted. The draft for him started at 1 a.m.
No
local
kidding.
Time for him.
Wow. Yeah, you're worldwide, Dan.
No, the Jags are worldwide.
Well,
I mean,
Jags today, baby.
Jags today reaches out, but I mean, it's not. We didn't create these fans, you know what I mean? They were fans, and they appreciate the show, but I love the fact that we got them
huge.
Sprinkled throughout the globe.
Beers
right there, you know?
Fries. I love it.
Beers, fries, and, popcorn.
Popcorn.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, man, you got to wash it down.
Sounds like a well-balanced meal to me, Tone.
That's right.
Let's go to Green Cove, and our man Darren's checking in now on Jaguars today. See, we go from Brazil to Germany to Green Cove Springs.
All
What's
right.
up, Darren?
Mike, I'm so fired up, baby. E.T. done got me fired up not one time today, but twice.
Let's
I'm
go,
so
baby.
Fired up. Hey, wheels are up tomorrow night in Orlando, flying out to Houston. Got my game day tickets. Got my Marriott bed ready for me. I got it all laid out, baby. Let me tell you something. I'm so fired up. I'm ready to take on Tommy T right there. I'm ready to take on Tommy right now with Arizona drill. Hey, Oklahoma drill. I don't care. Any kind of drill. I'm just fired up. I'm ready to go. We are going to rock and roll in Houston this weekend. Go Duval!
All right, there. Darren might have got a little pregaming in early. I don't know.
Arizona ready to take on all 50 states.
Tommy T,
you name it, I'll take it.
Drill.
I want to know what the Arizona drill is.
I know.
That sounds fun.
It's probably hot, though. It's probably it's a dry heat, so it's fine, you know. But
I think we should play the ear hole game where I take my forearm and smash in the ear hole and then
see
if you can handle
out.
It.
He probably would right now.
I'm only
kidding. I think he'd be up for it from the
That's
sounds
great.
Of things.
Arizona drill.
Right there. Josh on Twitter wants to claim Connecticut. You want to be Connecticut, Jack?
Connecticut,
Change
CT.
You don't want to be Josh Morris _34, Josh. You want to be Connecticut Jag.
CT Jag, baby.
Do your thing,
Jag,
man. Yeah.
Right. That would be absolutely fine. You can have your little name next to it so we know it's you, Josh Morris. Why not? You can be Connecticut Jag if you want to. I don't know anybody
else. You really
else
can be anything
it.
You want.
You can.
Especially
I'm
on Twitter.
I'm a Connecticut kid from way back when.
Yeah, you
so,
are.
You know.
Yeah, I've been in Connecticut.
Connecticut's a great state.
It is.
I love
Connecticut. No, I partied at Yale once.
Did you?
Yeah.
I remember going there as a kid, going to their museums as a kid. But
New Salem, right? New Salem?
New Haven.
New Haven.
Yes. close.
New Haven,
something.
Arizona.
Arizona drill.
Arizona drill.
We throw a Milford drill on you up there on Long Island Sound.
Have you ever heard of the Nebraska drill?
I haven't, but
it's kind of like Oklahoma, but not.
It has something
really.
To do with corn, and I'll leave it at that.
It's harder to sing.
All right. Here we go. Now, Dan coming in, Jags fan in Salinas, Ecuador here.
Oh!
I'm sure they think I'm crazy with my Jag flag. Dan, you are crazy. Crazy cool, man. Are you kidding me?
That's huge.
Ecuadorian
so
Jag
cool.
checking in right there. I love it, man. Jag pride worldwide.
That's right.
Sun never sets on Duval County, baby, as E.T. told you. He only named about 16 of the counties that we're covering here. We're covering them all. We got Aussie Jag. You know Aussie Jag right now. Craig is he's listening to the program probably as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be fired up. That man is an absolute lunatic in the best possible way.
So, yeah. Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, we've had him before. We had a guy that was at a base camp in Antarctica once.
Yep.
And I don't think we hook. Was he able to call in?
No.
No, like he called us, I think, after he got back from it, but he was trying to make it work on like a satellite phone. And we never, you know, because that's the tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard. There's less
of the continents, that would be the least likely.
That'd be the tougher one.
We used to do live remotes on those things, didn't we? I'm just kidding.
You and I did. Igloo to igloo. We got Cincinnati Jag Ryan on the line right now. See, they're all over the place, man. I love that.
Take a trip around the world on Jaguars today, man.
Ryan, good morning. What's going on?
What's going on with y'all? What's happening? I just want to let everybody know. DT got me so hyped up right now that I would fight all 300 Spartans and Xerxes' army by myself.
Come on.
All you gotta do is get behind those shields, though, man. You know, they had great defensive posture. I love that movie, by the way. But
go out there, Mike, with a toothpick and a piece of paper. It don't matter. Take them all off.
Tell me what game day is like in Cincinnati for a Jag fan.
Well, everybody always asks me, why and how did I become a Jags fan? I just tell them, mind your business and don't worry about it. You'll see why I'm a Jags fan come Thursday night on September 30th when we smack y'all in the mouth.
I
always tell them every time I go somewhere, it's always Duval till we die.
Beautiful. Ryan, you way to extend the borders, man. Appreciate having you on board. And go Jags, man. Enjoy the game this Sunday.
We'll do so. Y'all too.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Mind your business. All right.
Yeah.
You don't need to know Ryan's business. All right. He's a Jag fan. You'll find out why in week four.
That's right.
Cincinnati people.
You can just break out the Jihad Ward from now on.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Mind your business.
Yeah.
Go eat your Skyline chili. Okay.
Yeah.
That stuff is disgusting.
You should.
I'm here to tell you.
I'd have thrown the B word in there, but probably shouldn't have.
Thank you for self censoring. Watch your mouth. Let's come back. Let's go round table and see how long we can keep it going with keys to victory.
Oh, boy.
We'll go around and around and around it until up to as many as three revolutions. See if we can come up with 12 distinct keys for the Jaguars this week, and we'll read through some of your submissions as well. Jag Pride Worldwide, love all of you guys and ladies out there supporting the teal, and just gives us life, man. So keep it coming on social media, on the phone lines. We appreciate you listening, and I know the Jags appreciate your support as well. We'll be back to wrap it up on the other side with a look at the question of the day. Your keys to victory for the Jags against the Texans next on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Jaguars Today Friday is brought to you by Construction Solutions and Supply, your outdoor kitchen and fireplaces headquarters.
This is Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Studios.
J-O-I, where the pros go. Time goes by quickly, but we remember. 1010XL remembers 9/11. Catch high school football play-by-play on 1010XL.
I'm Coach Sobin. The Bulldogs are back home at Skinner-Barco Stadium against St. Augustine this Friday night at 7:30. All action is live on 1010 AM.
Never paint your house again.
If coding buildings was a sport, Rhino Shield would be a first-round draft pick with a guaranteed Hall of Fame career. Rhino Shield is a coating that's 13 times thicker than box store paint, reflects 97% of harmful UV rays, has a Class A fire rating, is salt air corrosive resistant, and contains the highest quality ceramics. Plus, our 25-year warranty against chipping, cracking, and peeling is 100% transferable and non-prorated. Get a free estimate by calling 904-519-5055 or visit rhinoshieldjax.com.
This is Hayes Carline for Island Wing Grill and Bar on Southside near Tinseltown. It's my go-to place for so many reasons. The food is excellent, the wings are baked, not fried, and there are so many flavors. My menu favorites are the coconut shrimp, honey stung wings, and Caribbean grilled salmon. The atmosphere is perfect. They have several roll-up walls that allow fresh air to flow with 66 spectacular TVs, two dog-friendly patios, and two daily happy hours. Island Wing can't be beat. Round up your friends and head to Island Wing Company today.
The Honda Summer Sales Event is finally here. Honda, quality, value, safety, and now on sale. Experience the thrill behind the wheel. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit your local Honda dealer now. Don't miss our biggest sales event of the year. We're dealing.
Hi, this is Walker Little from the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you need to make room to watch football in your home or need a place to park your boat or RV, store it at Atlantic Self Storage, the official storage partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Over 50 locations in Northeast Florida, free 24-hour access, month-to-month leases, they make storage easy. Go to AtlanticSelfStorage.com or call 877-WE-STORE to find out why they're Jacksonville's number one pick for storage.
Prosser here for Lifetime Enclosures and Lifetime Flooring. Football season is finally here, and with that, hopefully comes cooler weather. And if you've been wanting to upgrade your outdoor living space and just haven't pulled the trigger, you should call the experts at Lifetime Enclosures right now. From glass lanais to screened-in enclosures, Lifetime Enclosures and Flooring is the best in the business. Give them a call today. Lifetime Enclosures and Lifetime Flooring.
Right now for you. These rates are extremely low. However, the market is starting to move in a different direction. Inflation, as you know, is already here. Look at the cost of gas, milk, lumber. Don't miss out because you put it off and didn't call. No one wants to hear years from now, I shoulda, I coulda, I woulda. Be a person that gets things done. Call Trustline Mortgage now at 381-LOAN. I'm serious. Call 381-LOAN now while it's fresh on your mind or visit our website at trustlinemortgage.com. Trust your instincts and follow the line to Trustline Mortgage.
Certain restrictions apply. See office for details. Trustline is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 331480.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest. It's Diamonds Direct's most aggressive offer ever. Pick any item, get the super low price Diamonds Direct is known for, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest and zero down. No exceptions. Don't miss this incredible limited time offer. 5 years, zero interest on approved credit only at Diamonds Direct. Off Town Center Parkway next to the Hyatt.
Learn the secrets to bring your A-game on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour.
Yeah, well, you really crushed that ball off the tee, I'll tell you what.
Learn the latest on new equipment from all the major manufacturers on the Edwin Watts Golf Hour. Saturday morning at 10 on 1010XL.
I'm Hayes Carline, and what I say goes. Listen to my closing argument presented by the personal injury law firm of Harrell & Harrell weekdays on The Frangie Show. Can you handle the truth?
This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000. You're Mackin' with Tom McManus
on 1010XL. Brought to you by McGowan's Heating and Air Conditioning.
Just do what I do. Don't try to do too much. That's the thing. I got great players around me. Just trusting those guys. Trusting Coach Bev, Coach Shoddy, everybody. Put me in a good position, which they have, and just go and play.
Everything you need to know about the Jags. Jaguars today on 1010XL.
Trevor T going to break off that South Carolina drill on some of those Houston Texans this week.
There you go, baby.
Right there.
Yeah, baby.
I'll take on Trevor T. Tommy T.
I love the nicknames. It's like the era of nicknames. Shoddy and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was watching the Cam Newton video today.
Oh, jeez.
And...
What did he say anyway?
Him and his dad, basically, you know, like, he's like, hey, I'm not bitter, but I'm going to do 45 minutes on why I was surprised to get cut by the Patriots. Whatever. I mean, it's his prerogative, but he said something about Brian Hoyer. He called him Hoister or something, like the Hoisterer. I don't know. You know, it was clearly like something that they just kind of call him based on his name.
Like he heisted the job or something?
It was just more like Tiger Woods calls everybody. He puts like an E on the end, like Paulie, Jonesy, whatever.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
And so it was something like that.
Right.
Right.
Tony
E.
Tony
Anthony E. All right, let's do this, E. Hit him up with E with a 10-10 take.
10-10. This 10-10 take is brought to you by Baptist MD Anderson Cancer Center. You're cared for by a team of experts working together on a treatment plan that's just for you.
All right, let's get into it. Round table, who wants to kick it off? Tommy Mack.
Okay.
He deserves it.
Because I didn't want y'all to take
mine. Mr. Thalloran, key to victory, sir.
Stop the run.
All right? These don't need to be. We understand what that means.
That's right.
Tommy Mack, what you got?
Get the QB in a rhythm.
Okay. I'll go with keep the pass rush off the QB. Just give him some time to operate. Tony Smith.
I was going to say be aggressive but smart early. We saw last year Indianapolis here had an early touchdown lead, had an opportunity to add points in the first quarter, instead decided to go for it on fourth down and completely gave back the momentum to the Jaguars in that game. So keep the momentum going early.
Nice one.
E.T.
Let's get some turnovers.
Are we allowed to do that? Is that allowable for us to put our hands on the ball when the other team has it and just take that thing away?
Houston's gotten 10 in the preseason after getting 9 all of last year.
Mm. Yikes.
Yeah.
Hank, protect the football. Tommy Mack, what you got?
Go deep.
It's good enough.
That's it.
Don't let Tyrod break your back on third down.
Yeah.
Just don't you know, I get him in that 3rd and 7, but then don't let him run for 8 or 11 or whatever. I've seen that way too much over the years.
A guy that we've already mentioned this morning, Whitney Mercilus, has 13 sacks in 15 career games against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Sure. Do not let him be that man again.
No way. No way.
Stay out of 3rd and long.
Stay out my business. I'm 3rd and long. Tommy.
Sack the quarterback.
Oh, we could do that too. We're allowed to do that as well.
Simple.
No breakdowns in the secondary. Don't give them anything easy, right? If they're going to score, make them have sustained drives and chop it down the field. Nothing over the top. Tony Smith.
Run for 125, which is not something they've done very often. I think they rushed for 100 yards 5 times last year.
Okay.
Just not a very effective running game, obviously, which is crazy when you think about it with the kind of season James Robinson had.
That's all they had.
But that's like they just had nothing else going on. Rush for 125, and I think they win.
All right, one more time around the table.
Can we contribute on special teams?
Oh, special teams. See,
hello, now Jamal Agnew. Welcome to the party.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
Yes, no doubt.
No
Jamal
doubt.
Agnew flipped the field once or twice for him.
I'm going to say Lambeau can't miss. 1, 2, it doesn't matter. He's got to make each field goal.
I was going to go that route, then E.T. took – so you guys have covered the special teams here. I'm going to just say this. Urban Meyer, adapt to the NFL game. Don't – you know, any – you know, clock management, anything that comes up, take things in stride, man. I don't want to see you – you know, look, you're ours now. Be good. Be healthy, you know. I don't want to see him get – apoplectic on the sideline, man. Let's just, you know, take it in stride and get that first W.
It feels like a game where when you're trying to get the offense in rhythm, especially the passing game, I think that is going to mostly be LaVisca Chenault with the screen passes, those kind of things. To get that rhythm going early for the offense, I think LaVisca will be key in that.
All right, let me get a few. I think that was, what did we do, like four times, like 16 keys to victory right there. So let's see some of the other ones we got here. Stop the run. Get him into passing situations, effective pass rush. Lambeau and Cook need to do their thing, things we've all hit on. Bring the energy from Obi-Wan, our man O'Greezy, who brought it by selecting Trevor Lawrence third overall in our fantasy draft the other night.
Yeah, baby.
Trust the man next to you to do his job. No hero ball. That's a good one, right? Because we've seen that too often in recent years when you feel like I don't trust the guy to make the play. And game planning. Got to get Trevor going early with some confidence building yet impactful plays. Unleash QB1, yes. Play from ahead, yes. Force turnovers, yes. Keep it simple. Trevor Lawrence is the key. Let's see if having a good quarterback makes a difference. Keep him upright. Defense has to put some pressure on Taylor. Turnover battle, limit mistakes. I'm just reading through sampling here. Protect Trevor. Outgain the Texans on the ground. Don't turn it over. Let's see. Turnovers. Score at least one more point than them. Not to be forgotten in the whole keys to victory right there. All right, the time has come. Prediction time.
Oh.
What you got? You didn't know where I was going to go
with
that.
I didn't.
Tom was quoting Ludacris songs, by the way, in the break. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, what was
everybody.
That? Get Back? Get Back. That's a great tune, man.
He was like, hey, E, you know that one from Ludacris? I mean, and then Tommy started, like, doing it. So, very impressive right there.
Thank you very much.
That made it in before the end of the
show.
Thank you.
Prediction I'm going to go Jags. I'm going to say 23-17.
Tony Smith.
Jaguars 24-13.
ET.
Jags 31-21.
31-21. Okay, I'm going to go. I've middled myself here. I'm going to go 27-16 to against, you know, as kind of on the 13 or 20 for the Texans. Yeah. I'll give them one more field goal, 27-16. So, you know, just stay. Look, bottom
line. Just win.
Win the game, right?
Look good.
Keep Trevor healthy. Keep everybody healthy.
Keep everybody healthy.
But he is, you know, that's the key to the success, and I think it'll be fine. I think he's going to show us why he was the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be perfect, but I think it's going to be pretty damn good.
Just don't be too conservative. You know what I mean? Bevel's got to open him up a little bit. Got to get him comfortable. Mm-hmm. I get that. But don't be too conservative with this kid. Let him let it rip on occasion.
All right. Let's say hello to XL Primetime.
Now, the two-minute drill, brought to you by Tire Outlet. Keeping the sports world spinning with wholesale prices and premium service. Tire Outlet, Jacksonville's largest locally owned automotive repair shop.
One last one here, as Larry from now from Philadelphia has got with Sport Johnson and texted him and said the greatest six-round quarterback is in the NFC, but it's not Tom Brady. Although his three keys to victory are Trevor. That's it. poor Larry in Orange Park. That ship has...
It's been a rough couple weeks.
It's sailed to the city of brotherly love now.
That's right.
Hacker is here. Hello, Hacker.
Mike, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good, man. It's game day or football Friday, obviously. A weekend we've all been looking forward to. I remember sitting here December 20th of last year when Frank Gore got that first down. And we knew at that point pretty much Trevor Lawrence was all but guaranteed to the Jaguars. And now here we are 9 months later. We finally get to see it come to fruition in the regular season opener on Sunday. Pretty fired up, man. 12 hours of coverage here on 1010XL on Sunday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hopefully a victory mixed in there in the middle.
Hopefully so, man. Yeah. Just got this on the text line. Said, hey, there's been no mention of an in-stadium event to watch the Jags at the stadium Sunday. Any update? Yeah, here's the update. Packers-Saints at the stadium on Sunday. That's what's happening at the stadium on Sunday.
Is anybody home?
They're playing that game here in Jacksonville, so I don't think they're going to have a watch party at
probably
the stadium
not.
Is my guess for the 1 o'clock game. That would be my guess anyway, you know.
Well, you're welcome to come on out, and Leon and I are on remote this year for the fifth quarter.
Oh, yeah?
Out at Perfect Rack Billiards on Edgewood.
Okay.
So we'll be out there to our first show on Sunday, 2 hours after the Jaguars game goes final, so we hope all Jaguar fans will come out to Edgewood and join us.
All right, Hack, have a good broadcast. Have a good show today.
Thanks, man. By the all way, John McClain, Houston Chronicle.
Oh.
Never one to mince words when it comes to the Texans. He's joining us at 1240, so I'm very curious his thoughts on the Texans going into this game.
Can't Dumpster wait. Fire.
Right.
That's what we got. All right, we'll be listening to that hack. You got college football or high school football tonight, Tone?
We do. Bulls taking on St. Augustine tonight. So 2-0 versus 1-0 this evening. Kickoff at 7:30 tonight from the Bulls school.
All right, Tommy Mack, anything good this weekend?
Actually, on my way to meet Joe, one of Joe Lewis's sons.
Isn't that crazy? That's awesome.
I can't believe it. So I didn't know he lived here, but he's lived here for a while over at Timaquan, and my father has a connection, so I'm
shout
I'm
out
looking
to Joe
forward.
Lewis's yeah. son. So,
yeah, so
there
cool.
you go. We'll
yeah.
look forward
little
to hearing some
football tonight,
next
and then
week.
Just ready for the weekend, baby.
Right on. Yeah. E.T.?
I'll actually be helping out with the Packers-Saints game.
All right.
They just needed some help doing some stuff. I think I'm going to be a spotter helping out with the Packers.
Nice.
I'll be doing that.
Cool.
And don't forget to hit my line, 207-7071. I'll be getting in the lab. Make sure y'all call me. Let me know what do we need to do to get this dub. Come
there you
on,
go.
Somebody.
One big key to victory, and say it with your chest.
It's your yeah. chest.
There you go. All right. I've got the rest of the day off.
Yes.
Which is honestly, nice. This is like the first season I haven't worked Friday nights in maybe 10 years, you know? So I'm not quite sure what to do with myself.
Oh,
we're continuing. It's going to be family movie night tonight. As
okay.
We're working our way through all the Spider-Man movies. We're up to Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
Tonight,
okay.
So
cool.
There you go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I always like Spider-Man.
There's your update. For
Electro.
Peter Parker, baby.
Yep. Peter Parker taking on the zombies this week.
Yep.
Did you watch it?
Not yet.
All right. Check it out. What if? I'll probably watch that one again, too. All right. That'll do it for us today. Thank you to all of JAG Nation for supporting this program and for supporting the Jaguars primarily. And we love it, man. We're just a little conduit, hopefully, for you to all come together and express that Jaguar pride worldwide. So a big Duval to all y'all out there. And go Jags. Get that W on Sunday. Can't wait for victory Monday next week. For Tony Smith, for Tom McManus, for E.T., and all of us here at 1010XL, I'm Mike Dempsey. We will talk to you Monday from 10 to noon. I'll talk to you Sunday with J.P. Shadrick on the pregame and postgame shows as well, right here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Hey, folks, Mike Dempsey here for Danny Foods. Man, whatever plans you have, if they're on the road and on the go in Duval County, swing into a gate station and look for that Danny label, because the Thompson family are Jacksonville originals, and they've had a Jacksonville-based company like Danny now for over six decades, serving only the finest in food on the go. Sandwiches, subs, salad tech, breakfast sliders, light lunchtime wraps. They always diversify the menu. Great variety. You're going to find something you love. You're probably going to find multiple things you love that's going to keep you coming back, because they always use the highest quality products. And the prices put a smile on your face, man. They deliver fresh practically daily. They bake their bread fresh and deliver it daily every single day of the week, getting that job done. So the next time you're out and about in Jacksonville, Florida, swing into a gate station and be amazed at the great selection from my friends at Danny. I'm a classic tuna salad guy. You find yours, you're going to love it. Do what I do when you're hungry. Go out and make yours a Danny and do it today.
Yo, Jacksonville.
Who want to eat a W?
Duval!
This is Jaguars Today Friday, brought to you by Construction Solutions.